Yerushalmi Dmai Daf Vav. Ula Bar Yishmo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, said, based on this halakha, and we saw that Rabbi Yochanan said before, Mutar Limatatila, Lachim Sheni L'Rishen Dmai. So now we have another minor of Rabbi Yochanan that follows this same approach. Because he says, you can save yourself a lot of trouble. Instead of taking out two separate containers, all you have to take out one container. Because Kesedor says, now the way to do it is very simple. Maybe sa'aka tzotevo. Rosal tashini. You go take one tzotevo, make it maitashini first, which according to me is mutter. Go ahead and be podelta, and then make the same one trumat maser, meaning of course first maaser, and then take off the trumat maaser. You got everything set, all from one place, even for another mutter, the makom acher for the rest of your creed. Nochas ulo letaman, the honor of Hashem Rav Yochan. Ula went down to Bava and said this over, quoting Rav Yochan. It's tremendous finish. Everybody's been taking off Meiser and Shana, but a separate Meiser Shani. I mean, this is just, this is an unbelievable luxury to take off your Zmai, utilizing just one son. So he says it over in front of, in the name of Rav Yochan, everybody gangs up on him. They all gang up on him and start asking questions on him. So, how did Rav Sheshet? Rav Sheshet says, well, that's very, very nice. You're the Bayom over there. So, of course, we know how much needs a pliga. It's clear from the Tanoia that's not true. It says in the Brisa, how you look on a steak al kalocha tevel, in the case in which you had two kalocha tevel, the Tani Allah, the Brisa makes it very clear that that Mr. Steak al kalocha tevel, is no tell me not shnia shnei te'inim v'shnei isurim v'isuroshal isur that he has to now take from the second kalkala. He has to take now the two te'inim for his, we'll see that later on, but that means for his trunigadela, and he takes two isurim and an isuroshal isur. Why? According to you, why? According to you, I don't understand what's the problem over here. Why do you have to take off now these two te'inim that you're saying is a truma gedela, right? Which is achus v'chamishim, in other words, and then you take off shnei yisurim, maaser rishon and maaser sheni. And then you have to go Isur Osho Isur. You now take off the tenth of the tenth after doing that. According to you, you can be poter all of the tevel in your saw by going ahead and taking off simply Shnei Isurim. So you take off now Sheni. You then take it off and make it now. That first Maaser Sheni, be poter, make a Maaser Rishon. Then you said you can now take it and you can make it that same Maaser Rishon. You can now make Trumas Meiser from another place. So if over here you have to go ahead and do it in two separate steps, it seems clear that you can't go back and make it Rishon after making a change. After the Rebbe says you could do it. It doesn't mention here the Meiser Rishon problem, but it's taken for granted. So he said to him, Amar Rebbe Mona, the Ein Sheni in Bishop Rishona, Tavul Rishon, Shavrishina, I mean, let me explain to you, sir, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. I know what you're going to try to tell me. I mean, maybe you're going to try to tell me that over here it's not talking about true first mind. I mean, it doesn't say mind, does it? It says first alkalos. I mean, you'll tell me that it's referring to Vadai. It's referring to Vadai, obviously, you can't be Matsu. And which is why this makes perfectly good sense. But of course, if it were demai, there would be no problem at all, right? Not true. Because if I'm being mafrish, the way that it says it over here, so then I'm also going to be over on this as Yoraisa, if we're talking about Vada. Because what I'm doing over here is I'm saying, take off the Maitre Sheni from the second Kalkala of Perot, and this is before you took off on that Kalkala of Perot. When did you take off Maaser Rishon on that Kalkala of Perot? You said, take off two, make one of them Maaser Rishon, yeah, on the thing I left behind, on the cleat. But I already took off one from my Tashini. And how did I take off one from my Tashini before I took off my Tereshim? So obviously, we're not talking about Vada over here at all, because wouldn't then the my Tashini be Tavo for my Tereshim? And now you're being mocked in. You're taking my Tashini before you took off for that my Tashini Rishim. Therefore, obviously, don't give me any business about it being Vada. We're definitely talking about the Maya over here. And nonetheless, we're insisting that it be done in this fashion. It's not a problem. The way to answer this for Rabbi Yochanan is to say, Taman, when you're talking about over there, now remember in Yerushalmi, over there means over here, in cases where I'm quoting a Gemara verbatim. And Yerushalmi always does that. It lifts one sunya, sticks it into the other sunya. And then it talks about the primary sunya as if we're there. So it'll refer back to what we're referring to as over there. Why? Because over there, they call it here, there. Right? And that's very, very confusing. We've had it a number of times already. So here it's also saying, Taman over there, meaning over here in our case. Kri shuhu tovel l'rishon ulasheni. Over here, the original kri, we have a kri that is completely covered. Rishon l'sheni. You can do whatever you want. You can go ahead and you can take the second first. Right? That's not a problem. But over there, we have Brahmacha here, meaning there. Sheni shenitkan machmat rishon. Chozer v'lotelta rishon. I don't understand. David's talking about a person who is now saying his whole speech. Right? And he says, this part should be my Tereshim. And this part should be my Tashini. And so on. So exactly how do you expect that to happen? The same Dibor now that created the my Tereshim said that the mitzvahs of one are in the other. He was carrying mitzvahs on it. So when, even though it says in the bride, well, first he takes off this, and then he takes off the two, and then he takes off the second one, then he goes back to takes off a tenth of a tenth. That doesn't mean that he's doing it that way. He was mafish, he always mafish, all in one shot. Now it's just telling you, and where does each part go? Each part goes like this. This one is the Maitreishan, you give that to him. This is the Maitreishani. This is the Truma Gedela. This is the Truma Maitre. It's not telling you how he did it. So over there, the mice of the chal at one time, you can't go back now after it's chal and turn it into something else. But we're talking about where you didn't say your zmai. You didn't say the speech. You didn't say any of that. You went ahead and you remarked by the shame. That's what you did. So now we're saying, okay, so what can you do now? You fight it by the shame. Turn it now into my Zerishim. And now you can take off from it by the from that. But what's the person in the case then? Brahmacha, you should have gone off my Rishon, of course, Rishon, understand. The Shani in this case already had my Rishon taken from it. Because when you started saying your Nusa, you said, the first 10 is Rishon on everything. You haven't been mocked, you shouldn't take it away yet. Then you go ahead, now you take on my Rishon. What do you think? After I put my Rishon on my Rishon, I can now use that Mike Shemi on Mike Tereshim when you're crazy? I can't use something that is not Tevel to be an attacking Tevel. That's that everybody understands. Our question only was that being that this strange case is Mike Shemi that is itself Tevel. How is that possible? I was Mafresh Mike Shemi first. But it's still Tevel. If it's still Tevel, I can now use it to make Mike Tereshim. Fine. But that's what the Yochanan was saying. This case is talking about a standard case in which a person said the nusach of the Meister and he was mafresh now for the Meister Shani. He was mafresh first Meister Risha. When he now goes ahead and takes this off as Meister Shani, you can't now go back and say, okay, now this Meister Shani is cooling because I was tired. Let me make it Meister Risha. You say cooling to turn it into Meister Risha. It has to be terrible to turn it into Meister Risha. The next case we had in the Mishnah was Shemen, Shahagadi, Sakta, Espotel, Chaya, Vitma. So what he puts on his fingers to prevent his fingers from being eaten away is Chaya. But Machat Soreg notem the semer, but what the comber puts into the wool, the raw wool, to make it easier to comb, that's Potterly's mind. Ma ben zeleze, asabia. Zel gab gufar, but zel. One is used up on his fingers, and therefore affects the kind of client. The zel agavit semeru, but zel. Whereas the case that is Potter is where he sprays the oil, the saregal, into the actual wool, and never does it cut to be a sikh at all. Not that he may not get wet with it, but its purpose is the same thing as tanning. It's not something to do with human consumption, as we saw before. There's no gezerah of demai. Those are columns of demai when they're not meant for use in a human being's body or in his tummy. Hadron alok hakalim shebidemai Elo devarim, or not really. Elo devarim mitasim demai bechol makom. These things are chayev even north of Tzvi. To be continued.